presenting the transcription feature, Superman.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, who can leap tall buildings at a single bound, race a speeding bullet to its target, bend steel in his bare hands, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth and justice. But before we join Superman, listen.
And now to our story. Certain that the unknown man who has been secretly trying to purchase the Barrow Ranch is responsible for the ghost car accident, Clark Kent and Ed Jenks, the real estate agent, set a trap to catch him. But the attempt to lure the mysterious stranger to an abandoned gold mine failed when Steve Graham, the ranch owner, came in on them unexpectedly. Graham warned them not to stay in the mine, but Kent and Jenks decided to explore the main tunnel. Tracing the source of a strange tapping noise, they found Lois Lane investigating the mine on her own hook. Suddenly, an ominous rumble echoed through the tunnel. Hurrying to the exit, they found that a cave-in had blocked it with tons of rock and debris. With their only flashlight broken, Kent, Lois, and Jenks are imprisoned in the pitch-black depths of the mine with no possible means of escape.
We'll suffocate down here.
There's no air.
She's right, Mr. Kent.
Don't worry, we'll get out somehow.
How can we? Clark! Oh, Clark, there's no use trying to fool me. This mine is our tool.
Oh, nonsense.
I can't stand this darkness.
Take it easy, Lois.
Mr. Kent, we're in a tough spot. There's no other exit from this tunnel.
You sure?
Dead certain.
Well, then we'll just have to start digging.
Well, how? With our bare hands?
Say, wait a minute. I just remembered something.
What?
That tool shed down the tunnel away where it branches off.
Yes.
There's a chance we might find some old picks or shovels there.
Well, can you find your way in the dark?
I reckon so. If I keep my left hand on this wall for direction.
All right, we'll go with you. Lois, keep behind Jenks. I'll follow you.
All right. Suppose we don't find any tools when we get there. What then?
Let's not worry about that until we have to. Say, Jenks, isn't that the branch of the tunnel off to the right?
Yeah, should be about here.
How can you see when it's so dark? I can't see my hand in front of my face.
Well, I didn't see it. I felt a draft coming from that direction.
Draft?
Yes.
No drafts down here.
I'm not so sure, Jenks. You go ahead with Miss Lane. I'm going to explore this other tunnel.
Clark, you mustn't. You'll get lost.
I'll be all right.
Please don't leave us.
Don't worry, Lois. Now, you two go ahead.
Sure. He'll be safe enough, Miss. Come on.
I'll see you in a little while. Now that I'm alone, I don't have to pretend I can't see in the dark.
Let's see what Superman can do about getting out of this mine. I'm going back to the cave-in. Now, let me look this over. If I push this big boulder out of the way, we can get out of here easily enough. Well, I'd better work fast before they return. All I have to do is get my shoulder under the corner of the boulder and heave. There. It's moving. Once more. That does it. Plenty of room to get out now. Uh-oh. Here they come.
Clark,
better remember, I'm Clark Kent.
Where are you, Clark?
Here I am, Lois.
Oh, we couldn't find... Look, light. There's an opening.
Well, I'll be jiggered.
We're free. Oh, let's get out of here. Come on, don't stand there gaping. We're free.
I told you we'd get out.
Oh, it's good to see the sun again and breathe some fresh air. But Clark, how in the world did this boulder move? You didn't do it, did you?
Well, it looks harder than it really was.
Yeah, shucks, man. That boulder weighs a couple of tons.
Yes, I know, but it just happened to be balanced very delicately. Luckily, I was able to roll it out of the way.
Oh, I'll say it was lucky. Come on, let's get away from this place.
No, wait a second. I want to see if I can find out what caused that cave-in.
Well, Steve Graham warned us the timbers are about ready to give. I guess that's what happened.
I wonder.
What else could it have been?
Well, there have been other mysterious accidents around here, you know.
Clark, you don't think someone actually caused the cave-in?
It's possible.
Well, how, Clark?
Well, now, let's see. A heavy beam supported the roof of the entrance. If that could have been pulled out of position, let's take a look at it. Well, see that?
What?
What do you say to this, Jenks?
I don't see what you're referring to.
That mark around the beam.
I'll be jiggered. Looks like the mark from a rope.
Exactly.
I wish you two would stop being so mysterious. What are you talking about?
This mark is important, Lois. Someone must have looped a rope around the end of the beam and pulled it out of place.
Well, maybe Superman could have done it, but nobody else.
Any man could have done it if he had a horse.
That's right. He just winds the other end of his rope round the pommel of his saddle and get the horse to do the pull-in.
Well, let's see about that. There should be some hoof prints around.
Here they are.
No, no, miss. Those prints are from a horse that was standing still. They want prints from a horse that was doing some hard pulling.
Here, look at this.
Sure enough. You see that, miss? Those prints are deep. Dirt's all dug up where the horse strained to get in the rope.
Yes, and that same strain must have left a pretty clear mark on the pommel of his saddle. Now, if we can find a saddle pommel with fresh rope marks on it, I think we'll be a long way toward solving this case. Let's get back to the ranch.
What about my horse?
He'll find his way to the bar, old man.
Yes, you better come along with us. Here we are. Horse? All right.
Well, now, what do you reckon pulled that there beam down, Mr. Kent?
I think we'll find out before very long. Well, here we go.
Back at the Bar O, Clark Kent, certain he is on the trail of whoever is responsible for creating panic through a series of mysterious accidents, engages Nelson Blaine, the ranch manager, in conversation.
When did you last see Mr. Graham, Blaine?
Graham?
Yes.
Oh, about an hour ago. He went off riding.
And he hasn't come back?
No, not that I know of.
You've known Graham for quite a while, haven't you?
Yeah, it's about 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
What makes you ask, Mr. Kent?
Clark, what about the saddle?
Just a minute, Lois. Blaine, someone has been causing accidents around here in an attempt to drive people away from the Bar O. Can you think of any reason why Graham would be doing that?
Well, I don't quite understand.
Mr. Kent is suggesting that Mr. Graham is responsible for the accident. Oh, I'm afraid it doesn't make sense, Clark.
I know it doesn't make sense, but there are a few points I'd like cleared up about Graham. First, he kept Jimmy from calling me. And he wasn't too gentle about it, either.
Well, he explained that. He just didn't want the story of a ghost car to get out.
Yes, that's what he said. And then he was at the deserted mine this morning.
Well, what of it?
Someone caved in the entrance and imprisoned us.
Good heavens, Mr. Kent. How did you get out?
Well, fortunately, I managed to dislodge a boulder.
If it weren't for that, we might have been there now, suffocating.
Well, surely you don't suspect Mr. Graham.
He was there just before it happened.
But, Clark, look, what would Mr. Graham have to gain by killing us?
Well, if I could figure that out, we'd have a good case against him.
I think you're on the wrong track, Mr. Kent.
Looks to me as if somebody wants to hurt Graham. Someone with a grudge, perhaps.
Do you know anyone, Blaine, who might have a grudge against Graham?
No, Mr. Kent. As far as I know, he hasn't an enemy in the world. Of course, there's the gaucho. But that's been cleared up.
Who's the gaucho?
You haven't met Alfredo, have you? Mr. Graham hired him as a sort of special attraction for the guests. He thought a real South American gaucho would be a novelty on a dude ranch.
Mr. Graham ever had any trouble with him?
Yes, but it wasn't much. You know how hot-tempered those Latins are. Well, Alfredo had a run-in with Graham about a month ago. But it's all been straightened out.
About a month ago? And the first accident happened about 3 weeks ago.
That's right. Where is this gaucho now?
Oh, somewhere around the ranch.
I want to meet him, Blaine. And soon.
Well, certainly, Mr. Kent, but I'd like to caution you. Alfredo's a fine fellow, but he's pretty touchy sometimes.
Oh?
If I were you, I'd be very careful when you question him.
Why?
Well, he might lose his temper.
I think I can take care of myself.
Well, no doubt, but Alfredo's one of the best shots I've ever seen. Well, you see what I mean.
Mr. Blaine's right, Clark. You've got to be careful.
Don't you worry, Lois. I will be.
Right. Say, that looks like Alfredo now, riding towards us.
Oh, good. Introduce us.
Okay. But remember what I told you. Hey, Alfredo.
Si, senor.
Hey, come over here, will you?
Si. Un momento.
Alfredo, I'd like you to meet two of our new guests. Miss Lane, Mr. Kent. This is Alfredo Marqueda, our South American gaucho.
How do you do?
Senor.
How do you do?
Senorita, I am charmed to meet one so lovely as you.
Oh, thank you. Are all the gauchos so gallant?
Even a rough gaucho becomes, as you say, gallant when he has the honor to meet the lovely senorita.
Really? This is too much. I'm not used to such flattery.
Well, if you see enough of Alfredo, you'll get used to it.
That's quite a horse you have, Alfredo. Bring him with you from South America?
Si, senor. Blanco was raised in the Pampas. Uh-huh. That is where the best horses in the world come from.
Looks as if you've been doing some hard riding.
When Alfredo is in the saddle, he rides hard. But Blanco does not mind.
He's a beauty. Will it be all right if I pet him? He won't mind, will he?
Blanco is a true son of South America, senorita. With the ladies, he is always gentle.
Oh, a beautiful saddle.
Tell me, Alfredo, when you were riding, did you pass the old mine?
The mine, senor?
Yes.
Well, just look at this saddle. It's simply magnificent.
Yes, very nice.
You haven't looked at it.
Yes, I did.
Come over here. It's worth seeing.
In a minute, Lois. I just want to have a few words with Alfredo.
You can talk to him later.
When the lady insists, a man can only give in, no?
Yeah, it looks that way. Excuse me, will you? I'll be back in a minute.
Go right ahead, senor.
All right, Lois, now what's so remarkable about this saddle?
Pretend to admire it.
What?
Just look at the workmanship. Look at this, too.
Look at what? Yes, it is remarkable.
Look at the pommel. Those marks.
The pommel. Lois, you're right. Those are rope marks.
The same sort of marks we saw on the beam at the mine.
And they were made recently, too. Lois, this may be the break we've been waiting for.
Well, it looks as though Lois has found the first important clue to the mystery of the Bar O. Fresh rope marks on the pommel of Alfredo's saddle. Is the hot-tempered gaucho responsible for the accidents that have been plaguing the Dude Ranch? And how will he react when Kent accuses him? Don't miss the next revealing episode. Tune in and follow the story with Superman.
Don't forget, tune in again for the next thrilling episode with Superman.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's Superman. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.